Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, to be clear, I got to tell you, Dr. Corsi is always very careful about his claims. He's very meticulous. And just finishing the book last week, I knew some of the information in here, but the exhibits, the documentation, and knowing this book was finished months ago, so much of what he's now put in the book, it's as if they're trying to psychologically inoculate with, you know, the Boston and papers and New York papers coming out and going, yeah, here's the State Department documents, here's Harvard, you know, kicking the Barack Obama Sr. out for all these wives and fake marriages. All of what's now come out is vindicating what was already written in this book that was done months ago. And look, I've got detractors that lie about me all the time, and I don't even respond because it's a joke. The way they're acting, his press conference, the body language, the fakeness of this new birth certificate, the fact that they said it never existed, and that the last one was real, the governor saying, I went to look, it's not there, then it appearing. And now, of course, he wouldn't come out and say he's hot on the trail and privately, you know, tell me they even basically know who forged it if they didn't have the meat and potatoes on this. Dr. Corsi, getting back to this Esquire, I'm not a litigious person, but if I had spent millions of dollars to print up hundreds of thousands of books and the 100,000 or so to fly you all over the world, And paid you, if I was Joseph Farah, I mean, this was, for those that don't know how the book publishing business works and things, or I mean, this was clearly designed, what Esquire did, saying it was discredited, Farah was recalling it. That was meant to cause a run on the book, people demanding money back, so people that are selling it in bookstores get scared and pull it off shelves, correct?
That's correct. The whole idea was trying to destroy the marketing. Get the book while it's just getting out there and tell people, you know, it's misinformation. Classic misinformation campaign. Intelligence agents do it all the time. The book has been always on sale. It was never pulled. We wanted it to be called Where's the Birth Certificate? Because we were trying to induce Barack Obama to get so scared he'd release the document he released. I knew it had to be false. I know Barack Obama was not born in Hawaii. Kapiolani does not have the records of his mother, and they can't, I don't think, fake them.
By the way, the Kenyan security force, they wouldn't put you on house arrest when you went to Kenya,
right,
if there wasn't something to hide.
Well, you know, and I have the documents. I've begun to print them. I'm going to do a lot more next week, making it very clear the Kenyan government and the intelligence services did a deep search, a massive amount of searching, going for Obama's birth records. They believe they were there. The grandmother's been saying for years. The grandmother may have told Obama when he first came to Africa, I was there when you were born.
Why does Michelle Obama, in multiple speeches we can play right now for folks, three, 4 years ago, give speeches saying we went back to Kenya, his home country, his homeland?
Well, I document in the book, Barack Obama, before he was running for president, was happy to say and have people write and print that he was born in Kenya. And I'm quite confident psychologically, subconsciously, it comes out for Michelle because he was born in Kenya. And the family knows it. The Kenyan government knows it. They can't find the records because the records were criminally destroyed, but they found the pattern of destruction of birth records in Kenya that documents that Barack Obama's records were intentionally gotten rid of. And the Kenyan government, they say there's 47 instances in specific of where birth records have been tampered, and they said this is a pattern to destroy Barack Obama's birth records and to alter the birth records around him so as to disguise the pattern.
All right, we've got a few more minutes left with you on the other side. I've got a few other key questions. Any other points you've got to make that you think are central? Bob Chapman will also be in the wings, and he'll ask you a question before you leave us. Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest. It's on sale everywhere. Where's the Birth Certificate? Number one New York Times bestseller, Jerome R. Corsi, Ph.D. They are very, very scared of this book. Bottom line, I'm going to ask him on the other side, is this Obama's Nixon moment? Is this the beginning of a Watergate-type meltdown? Because there's no doubt they're running scared from this.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, very exciting. Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to be working with us, putting out these super viral YouTube news presentations as this news and information breaks. If you just joined us, last hour, they believe they know who the forger is. The document itself is a manifest unprofessional fraud at every level. They're just basically knowing if they release it, once the mainstream dinosaur media commits to it, they will then have a stake in not being discredited and will then always defend the lie. He's breaking here that early next week at WorldNetDaily.com, WMD.com, they will be releasing documents from the Kenyan government that there's been criminal tampering in the birth records of the hospital where the evidence shows Barack Obama was born. Dr. Corsi would not be going this far if he didn't have that information. Also, it's now been confirmed what's in the book written months and months and months ago by major newspapers in the U.S. That the State Department was asked by Harvard to take the visa, the education visa, away from Barack Obama Sr. because he had all these other women pregnant and fake marriages. You can just look at Obama, folks. It's not his dad, but clearly the fact is they were probably not married. So you've got the bastard news coming out. Not that that's necessarily a bad thing. The point is, life's a good thing, period. It's just that they've got something to cover up here, that this is a composite. Dr. Corsi, is this the beginning of Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama's Waterloo? Because the info you've got in here with Indonesia and getting the dual citizenship, you know, federal law, he wouldn't be eligible on that. I think that's the smoking gun. Is this the beginning? And are they fleeing forward? And now that's why they're running on the birth certificate being real, this whole Made in America, this fundraising. After 3 years of ignoring this, is this their Waterloo?
Yes, this is the beginning of the end. The Obama administration knows if the American people reads what's in this book, where's the birth certificate, and understands it, studies the exhibit, the Obama administration cannot survive. And the other thing, if people can understand, I wanted the title to be Where's the Birth Certificate. Joseph Farah said, well, they could release the birth certificate. I said, if they do, it'll be fake, but that's what we want them to do, because then Obama will be committed. Obama will have to own that document, and the minute we can prove that that document is fraudulent, the Obama administration crashes.
Why would they bet everything on such a fraud? The CIA, the State Department, they're masters at putting out near-perfect forgeries.
It was the only thing they could think to do. They had to forge it within the group. They couldn't go outside the group. They picked the best. It wasn't that good. They were stuck with it. And they used the strategy. They decided they'd go with this strategy to try to preempt the book. Remember, they can't stand the publication of this book. Once the American people read, where's the birth certificate, they've got enough information to know that Barack Obama is not eligible to be president. He's not even who he says he is. That's why all these documents are being hidden. And the administration can't stand that anybody will read it, so they say, let's rush together, let's put the birth certificate out. The only thing they have left to save themselves, that we can count on the mainstream media, they'll say the story's dead. All the while I'm saying, okay, look, I'm going to take a hit. For a while it's going to look like I'm not credible, but when we prove the birth certificate's a fraud, when we prove there's no patient records for Ann Dunham at Kapiolani, then the administration crashes, and they crash criminally. I suffer a little bit of a hit for a while where they make fun of me. In the end, the vindication with the truth is what I'm after. The truth is Barack Obama was not born in Hawaii. The proof is he's born in Kenya. The proof is he may not be who he says he is, may not even know or want to reveal his true birth circumstances. And he was a dual citizen, which independently disqualifies him, at birth from his father, if that was his father, in Kenya, and in Indonesia from his stepfather when he became Barry Sotoro Soribaka.
And you also dropped the bombshell that Donald Trump has contacted you. He got an advance copy of the book.
Donald Trump called me, pumped me for information, got us to send him an advance copy of the book. You know, I had no assurance that that wasn't going right to the White House. Mike Cohen calling me, talking to me. They're talking to Charlie Schumer. Look, the whole deal was a setup because with Trump, immediately Obama says, look, you come and make the issue very big, get it on, then I'll release the birth certificate. You'll be a hero. You got the birth, and then just drop the issue.
Then the bin Laden, this whole thing, you can see the scripting.
And if Trump were truly in this, and I told Trump, he called me up, I said, Trump, you get back into this and say that you want verification of these documents. You want to see the original best evidence, the original paper document, not this electronic nonsense, subjected to forensic testing. Get it out of the vault. If you're going to show the birth certificate, show the original. Get it forensically tested. And go to Kapiolani Hospital and say, show me Ann Dunham's patient record. Trump wouldn't do either one.
And then we've got NBC that we know got massive bailout money.
From GE, with GE, you know, virtually having an office in the White House. And Trump breathing heavily about casinos going to be built in Chicago and maybe some tall building. I'm just waiting for Trump to show up with competing for those contracts. I'll be there investigating it.
Well,
you know, I don't like being played for a chump either. I gave Trump information trusting him, expecting him to stay in this battle and not to have me walk out on the plank while he sits in the boat, says, I got my $60 billion from GE. I don't care about Obama's birth records anymore.
Well, in closing, you see I want to go back to this Esquire for folks that haven't read it. It was written clearly, as a news piece to try to say that you guys had disavowed your own book.
Right, which we did not.
And I'm not a litigious person, but I think Farah has an absolute...
Farah's going to... Today's WND top Skyline headline, Farah says, help me to own Esquire. He's suing Esquire.
Well, you have to, because...
We will.
This is a new level. I mean, just a month ago, we got the internal George Soros Media Matters documents, where they said, we're going to destroy alternative conservative media. And
correct.
You go there, I'm attacked almost every day. I'm seen as conservative, even though I'm just a constitutionalist
right.
and nonpartisan.
I'm attacked every day.
And so we know we're on the list, and they say, we're going to infiltrate, we're going to destroy. We're
and
going to
go
use,
after the sponsors.
We're going to use spies.
They're targeting now companies like Orbit. They're saying, if you advertise with Fox, we're going to run a national campaign. This is blackmail. This should be criminal, what Media Matters is doing, targeting out companies that fund Fox and saying, we'll destroy your business if you do that. That's a clear form.
It's racketeering.
It's racketeering.
Yeah, but worse than that, in those memos that Politico got...
It's extortion, too. It's also a form of extortion.
Well, but yes, but in there they say we'll infiltrate into their companies
right.
with spies. Now that's espionage.
Well, that's espionage. They're doing espionage, extortion. This is, you know, these are thug tactics capable of Chicago. And if that's what Soros wants to do, funding Media Matters, so be it. But I think it's criminal. I think it's a RICO violation.
Well, there's infiltrating and getting your people hired into companies to, quote, destroy them. That's...
It's absolutely beyond the pale. What espionage, you know, what they tried to do, you know, with getting us with this magazine, going out and saying the book has been pulled from the shelves, well, that's completely untrue. You know, you've got Esquire out there on the limb trying to destroy our market. We spent the whole day, people wanting, well, you know, we shouldn't go buy the book, it's gone. All that misinformation, classic misinformation techniques from intelligence agencies, and if that's what Esquire wants to do, then let them explain in court how they had an intention to destroy the book and what damages that causes.
Well, it's bottom line, it's meant to cause people to run back to the store saying, I want my money back. Then all the big booksellers, Barnes & Nobles, panics and pulls it off shelves.
And have you ever seen an attempt by the administration, by someone in the White House, to destroy a book? In the history of book publishing, I don't remember any president going after a book like this.
Nixon actually went after some authors and people, and you saw what happened to him. This shows that they are running scared.
They're in the last leg. They're gasping. They're desperate. They're using fraudulent methods. They're using strong-arm tactics. And I'm just an author. They want to vilify me. If that's what they have to do to stay in the White House, so be it. I'll tolerate that for a while. The final analysis, if that document's fraudulent, then we're vindicated and the White House is going to have to explain to criminal court why a criminal
yes.
document was brought out. And Obama will have to explain to the American people
right.
why he resorted to crime to stay in office.
All right, we've only got about a minute and a half left, and we're coming back for the rest of the hour on economic news. Bob Chapman, formerly with intelligence, U.S. government, syndicated.
I know Bob well. I highly admire Bob.
Let's bring Bob up just for a quick question, final question for Dr. Jerome Corsi. Listening to this, Bob, do you have any questions or comments for Dr. Corsi?
Well, I love his work, and I am absolutely thrilled that he's done it. And I think there's a good chance he can take him down with it. And so everybody who's listening should be proud of Jerome Corsi.
Well, I want to endorse Bob's newsletter. I've been reading it for years. It's the best, most insightful newsletter in the business. I rely on it.
Well, there's no doubt, Dr. Corsi, you hit the barbed wire with this, and you're always a very careful person, and I've read the book. There's definitely a cover-up going on here, and that itself in law is a crime, covering up a crime. They're desperate. Something's going on, and they put out this shoddy fake. There's no doubt about that, and so are they trying to cover up? He's a bastard. Now, that's what Wayne Madsen has said.
I don't think it's necessarily that they care that he's a bastard. What they're covering up is that the mother, desperate to find Obama and to induce him to be the father, took on her own a trip to Africa to try to convince the family she should be the princess. That's the story.
Yeah, because he was in line to get into politics.
And Barack Obama Sr. couldn't care less. And the family couldn't care less. They took this crazy girl over to Mombasa Hospital and let her have her baby. They sent her home. That's her missing 6 months, and she goes to Seattle.
All right, Dr. Corsi, thank you so much. Let me say bye to you during the break. We're coming back with Bob Chapman on a host of issues straight ahead. Stay with us.
389, 399, 409.
How much pain of the pump can you handle?
Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase your gas mileage by 25 to 45% and reduce carbon emissions by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $700 to $1,500 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our complete systems work on all cars, SUVs, trucks, motorcycles, and boats for gas, diesel, and propane engines. Our compact gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, requires no maintenance, great technical support, and comes with an incredible 90-day money-back guarantee. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
Guest. I want to get into the economy, a bunch of important police state news, Bob's inside scoop. He has so many connections on the Dominique Strauss-Kahn situation. But finishing up with the birth certificate, Bob, you know, I mean, out of hundreds of broadcasts I do a year, every year I do 5, 6, 7 shows on the birther issue and say, I don't know, but looks like they're covering something up. But now, the way they put out this shoddy certificate, the way they ran dirty tricks against WorldNet Daily and Corsi, I mean, there's no doubt that thing's fake. There's no doubt they said the last one was the long form and nothing else existed. There's no doubt Governor Abercrombie said he went and looked and couldn't find it, and then suddenly it's there. I mean, what on earth is going on?
Well, they're trying to cover up. You know, this is Brzezinski and Soros who put this guy in the position that he's in. They figure they can bulldoze the American people into believing that he was what they say he is. And now Jerome has written a book that tells you that isn't the case. And this is what investigative journalism is all about, and the quality of telling the truth. And it's going to be crippling. They should have thought of all this. And now you get the attack coming forward by Media Matters, which is Soros's company or whatever they call it. And you know, I also, and went to your staff here a couple of weeks ago, that Media Matters was attacking G. Edward Griffith, too. And they gave me the information, which I sent on to Ed. But anything goes with these people. And they're gonna try to rough this thing all the way through, and they are going to be unsuccessful.
Well, when they get up there and say that it's crazy to question government and that we just need to believe what we're told, everybody knows government's constantly caught lying. And then why do you think it's such a bad forgery? Because the whole thing's a joke.
Well, you're right, and I'm all that over when I was first informed of its quality, not being a professional in that area. And either one or two things happened, and Jerome gave one of them. They had to rush to get this thing done, had to be done within their own circle, and they picked what they thought was the best person to do it. And as you pointed out, had they gone to the FBI or the CIA, particularly the CIA, they could have made them a wonderful forgery, but they didn't do that. I just think they're dumb.
For those that don't know, the British and U.S. forgery departments of the intelligence services keep every known typewriter used, copies of old paper, or original reams. They have whole warehouses. This is admitted. They can fake digital cards. They can fake identities. They do surgeries so that people can pass. I mean, they're masters of this. They would have, out of whole new paper, made a perfect fake. But instead, we get something that looks like it was made by Mickey Mouse.
It's a good way to put it.
So what, they just had some good fella, I guess, one of their little, you know, mafia buds to do it.
Well, whoever, I think the point is, Jerome is going to, in finality, prove that the President of the United States is not who he says he is, he's not an American citizen, and so on and so forth. And that could take him down from office. Then we get Joe Biden, if you can believe that. But that's the way the changes of power are in the Western world, and have been for some time. And I expect that there'll be, you know, all sorts of things in the media. The media, of course, is committed, so they have to defend him. But in the final analysis, he's going to be out of office, I think.
Well, that's right. Once the media unquestioningly 2.5 years ago bought the other certificate as the total proof and the end-all be-all, and then once they committed to this new lie, they don't have a choice. They're going to continue digging the hole deeper for themselves.
That's right. The old adage I learned when I was a little boy, you tell a lie, you got to tell 20 more to make up for it. It's hardly worth it. And that's why my whole life I've tried to tell the truth each and every time, because I don't want that burden of having to worry about the lies I got to tell.
Well, exactly. That's what's so great about doing the research, telling the truth, is that you don't have to remember anything. I mean, you're just going with what the research is, and it's right there. You're not having to remember what you said before about this or that. That's why so many of these politicians have got to read off teleprompters, is because they're just complete liars, and they've got to have experts that go over it and make sure the lies have continuity. I want to shift gears now with Bob Chapman of the International Forecast Room when we come back and run over a host of news. Also look at how they're trying to suppress gold and silver. Also, government orders YouTube to censor protest videos. This is confirmed. Just so many incredible developments straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're going right back to Bob Chapman in a moment. We're carrying a new animated DVD film that is Disney quality. It's just incredible. The American Dream, and it goes over the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, how the Federal Reserve operates. This is the film to show children, but also adults. It is very entertaining, but really illustrates the tyranny of these people, and I am just amazed at the work that these filmmakers have done. It's available at InfoWars.com. Also, the new Dan Dix film, proving that there is a global standardized program of setting up police states in nations, and they illustrate police caught in provocateur actions in the new film, Into the Fire, available at InfoWars.com. Of course, Jason Burmes' excellent film, The New World Order Defined, a New World Order Defined, Invisible Empire, breaks down their total master plan. That's all available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And it is your purchase of the books, the videos, books like Where is the Birth Certificate from InfoWars.com that finance what we're doing here. Please also support our local AM and FM affiliates and their local sponsors if you're a business. and believe in the information being covered here, please step to the plate and become a sponsor of all the great new affiliates that we're getting. On average, 3 new affiliates a week. It is very important with George Soros and the White House and all these calls, Bill Clinton coming out saying they want a ministry of truth to shut down alternative media, the fairness doctrine. It is more important than ever to support not just this show, this broadcast, but all alternative media and the affiliates that bring you this information. Speaking of sponsors, I want to tell you about the National Inflation Association. For two-thirds of Americans getting ready to retire, Social Security will be more than 50% of their income. And for 22% of upcoming retirees, Social Security will be their only income. With massive inflation wipes out the purchasing power of American Social Security payments, retirement in America will become a thing of the past. We will see millions of retired senior citizens re-enter the workforce. Combined with the millions of government workers who will soon need to find new jobs when the dollar becomes worthless and the government goes bust, it will be nearly impossible for upcoming college graduates to find a job in the U.S. Go to inflation.us and click on the videos tab to see this breakthrough film now, The College Conspiracy. Again, that's inflation.us to watch the film today. And next week, we're going to have it in high def. It's an amazing film up on prisonplanet.tv. They've also told us we can post it there. Okay, going back now to Bob Chapman. Bob, I've got all this economic news. China is now the top gold bug. Financial Times is reporting. The Wall Street Journal is also reporting. Mexico buying massive amounts. Meanwhile, the system with papers trying to suppress it. We've got the currency wars accelerating. Bloomberg's reporting. They have a HBO special coming out that literally worships Henry Paulson as our savior. Headline, Paulson cast as stoic savior at HBO. Big, a Wall Street saga. I mean, this is just incredible. We've got China continuing to dump its purchases of treasury notes. What's happening in the economy right now?
Well, first of all, people think that by the end of June, and these are usually people who are professionals, that what is called QE2 is going to terminate. And the bottom line, very simply, is they terminate, the economy totally collapses. So they have to keep it up, and they will do it under another name. They'll dream something up. They get people working 24/7 doing just such things. And so it's going to continue. That is what the stock market's telling you, and that's why in the Dow it moved from 10,800 to 12,800. They're discounting and the news ahead of time, and the market normally does that because the insiders know what's going on. Who are they? J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, HSBC, and on and on. So they know what's going on because they create the news. They don't get inside information. They make inside information. And so that's why you've seen what you've seen in the market defying reality. And I think probably once it becomes known that QE3 is in process, then the market will probably start to come up because all the good news will be out. Continued spending of money and not a collapse in the economy. Gold and silver are going to continue upward based upon, number one, gold being the only money in the world, and that's been proven over the last 2.5 years in its head-to-head fight with the dollar and all other currencies as well. And both silver and gold in the future will move higher. We just had a big man-made correction, and that will be overcome. Is this the bottom? I don't know, but I don't care. You just keep on buying. Because it's the only safe place to be. It probably is a bottom. And we had a very good day today in the market, and it's continuing. And so there are a lot of peripheral things going on. The book by Jerome Corsi explaining the birth of the person who calls himself president. And then there's other things outside that. Now, Alex, as you know, I've been talking for the last couple of years about the possibility of government doing something to or with 401ks and IRAs. And I think that's getting closer and closer. Tip off here recently was we don't have the money to carry us up to August the 2nd when supposedly we're going to have an extension of the funding of debt. So what government has done, instead of putting money into the retirement program like they're supposed to, they're not going to do that. They're going to use it to run the government. So what they're doing essentially is, I would say, illegally robbing the pension plans of government employees. Now, the next step from there is the $6 trillion, which are in retirement plans as 401ks and IRAs.
By the way, let me just briefly interrupt you, because the very same international combine that is robbing Greece, now Spain, Portugal, trying to rob Iceland, Ireland, they're on record last week saying that the governments are saying, now we're going to take your private pension funds and selling it like that's welfare, your own pension fund. And we've got mainline Republicans pushing, taking and cutting the pensions of public workers and union people when money's already been paid into that. It's just been stolen out the back door. So they're selling this austerity, and they're also going to go after the private pension fund. So folks need to get through their heads. We need to write off the quadrillion plus in derivatives and not go out and rob the unions and the government pension funds. Because here's the other problem. They're going to play all of those public workers off against everybody else, because they're going to be fighting for their financial future, when at the end of the day, we should be looking at the bankers first.
Well, you're right. And the tactics will be formulated in a way that people will think it's good for them. We had a report come out in February called the Annual Report on Middle Class. And in there, it talked about guaranteed retirement accounts. Of course, that's by the government. And the government would run the money, and that means that they would use the money that presently was in IRAs and 401ks to fund the government. And that would be one of the ways that they would fund the shortfall in the purchasing of Treasury and agency paper. Agency is Fannie, Freddie, Ginnie, and FHA bonds. And so they're going to try to relieve some of the pressure on the Fed, like, you know, under QE3, they'll have to come up with a minimum of $1.7 trillion. And if they're going to replace what stimulus is not going to make available from the legislature, they're going to have to come up with $2.3 to $2.5 trillion. So they're trying to relieve them of that problem in part.
And remember, they're already robbing everybody's pension funds, public, private, and savings, with the inflation. What is the real unemployment at from your research, and what is the real inflation at, and where is inflation going? We now see the head of Walmart a month ago, Ben Bernanke this week. They're now admitting, hey, inflation is going up, but it's no big deal.
Well, it's around 10%, and last May, I made a prediction that we would have QE2 and stimulus on the same order of QE1, and we would have QE3. And I also said that inflation by the end of this year, now this is going to be a year and a half by the time we get there, would be 14% or higher. Right now it's around 10%. The government's talking 2.6%. And this is only this year.
But everybody knows that's pure bull, Bob. Milk, eggs, meat, fuel, power bills, phone bills, everything skyrocketing.
And that's true, and it's going to continue as long as they continue to do what they're doing. And next year, we'll probably see 25 to 30% inflation, and they'll say it's 5 or 10%, whatever it is. And, of course, that won't be true. And then, if we have this QE3, which I think we will, we'll be looking at maybe 50%.
By the way, Bob, you've been right about 97% of the time that I've been reading you for 14, 15 years and interviewing you for close to that. That's very frightening, because you predicted everything that's happened so far to this point. You're saying 25, 30% next year.
There's a good chance of that if they continue to do what they're doing. And then the following year, we could get up to 50%, which is called hyperinflation. It's the bottom edge, the beginning of hyperinflation. Some hyperinflations go 2,000 or 3,000 times, but you know, for America, 50% is god-awful.
Well, they can't give Wall Street a haircut. I mean, they can't give Wall Street a haircut. They're not going to do that. They're not going to ever be able to cut enough government and entitlements to ever fix this. So it looks like it's a foregone conclusion.
Absolutely. And it's part of their plan to bring everything down so that everybody will say, please save me, feed me, put me in one of your camps so I'll be safe, and I'll accept world government.
But
if you spoke about Wall Street not accepting, that's part of what the Dominic Strauss-Kahn affair is about. He said, look, let's help these nations. Let's not loot them. And
let me stop you.
Words he used.
Let me stop because I want to reset here, and I want you to take your time on this because that was my next point, that you concur with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts that this is a setup. I mean, it's admitted that his head spin doctor and one of their campaign heads for Sarkozy did release the arrest before it even happened. That's admitted. They admit that. And it's admitted that they're acting like he's already guilty. I mean, I don't like this guy. I don't like globalists. But he had said that we're getting diminishing returns. We've ground the third world so bad that we might want to start forgiving some of this fiat debt. I mean, what's your intel on what happened with Khan?
Well, of course, Wall Street's anathema to that because they've been looting since 48. Actually, the IMF was formed in 44, but it really didn't function till 48. Paul Craig Roberts is correct. And it's as simple as that. I have a great insight into French politics. And the reason why is I followed it very deeply for years. I speak French. And I went to the University of Genève. And one of my good friends, I haven't talked to him for a long time, is Jean-Marie Le Pen. Used to be the head of the National Front. And his daughter, Marina, is now the head of the National Front. And I've known her since she was a teenager, because I used to go to their home and have dinner and things like that. And I noticed today that Madame Le Grand is being talked about to be the head of the IMF. Now, the reason they would do that is she's the natural one to run on the Socialist Party ticket, and she would be the next in line after Strauss-Kahn. But they want her out of the way because they want Sarkozy to win. And so right now, Sarkozy is going to get like 35% of the vote prior to all this happening. And Marina's got 21, which is very high for them, because when Le Pen ran for the presidency, he only got 19%. He was disemboweled, if you may, from a political standpoint. Anyway, she's brilliant. She was trained as an attorney, a criminal attorney at that. And she's the sweetest, nicest, one of the nicest kids I ever met. But anyway, I think she's got a shot at him. And it's going to be very interesting because if the people in France say, we don't want this guy, and we really wanted Strauss-Kahn, maybe we should have this lady as our president.
And by the way, the vast majority of the French do believe this was a setup with Dominique Strauss-Kahn.
Without question, and my comment all week has been the same as yours. I don't care for him, and I never have, and I won't go into it, but there's no question. A man's a billionaire, long, long line of very influential, wealthy, famous people, and he has a $3,000 suite, which he paid for, as far as I know, and men like that do not pursue the things that he's been accused of. It's as simple as that. And he was set up, and they were intelligence agencies involved, et cetera.
Well, that guy could order up any women he wanted, and that's what they do. But sometimes these globalists do go wild like this. My issue is he may have even done it. They've removed the protection from him now.
Either or. And it really doesn't make any difference at this point because he's out of the IMF. He won't run for the presidency, and their goal was to get rid of him in that powerful position, and he's been gotten rid of.
Well, it's admitted in the French papers.
I feel sorry for him because he's in a hardball league, and he knew that.
Well, Kahn, it's admitted that Sarkozy put him as the head of the IMF to get him out of politics.
Probably. Well, I'll tell you what's going on in Europe right now. Anything can happen. And Marina could win.
All right. Well, looking at what's happening with Europe, you predicted 3 years ago that it would start in Ireland, Portugal, and spread, and that the euro would die. Where are we right now on that front?
Well, Greece is not cooperating. Samaras, who's the head of the other party, the one that's not in power, which is Papandreou's group. His father was president before him during the 80s. Terrible crook, number one, and an ardent communist. It's not going to work. The other party is not going to go along with their let's steal everything in the country program. And they're going to have to give them a partial default. And that'll last about 2 years, and the problem will be back again. And then they've got to deal with Ireland and Portugal, who are in the same positions. Spain is in dreadful condition. Hundreds of thousands of homes empty. And, of course, you probably have heard that about 50,000 people from Europe bought homes in Spain and then were told they didn't own them. And it's been a big fight over this. You don't see it in American media.
No, there's huge protests going on right now. Things are really heating up into a major powder keg. We'll be right back.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're going to go 5 minutes into the next hour to take a few of your phone calls. Appreciate everybody holding. There's a bunch of news I didn't even get to, and I'll have to cover it Sunday. Government orders YouTube to censor protest videos. And it's legal actions are being taken. It says this content is unavailable in your country to government removal by request. TSA, more abuses there. New biometrics technology allows government to know what you're thinking. Paul Joseph Watson, that's the claim. It's just quackery where they can then claim you're a terrorist because the computer says so. You know, like lie detectors were proven to be a fraud decades ago, but still people went to the gas chamber for it. University Campus Watch Citizen Spy Program partners with Threat Fusion Center to report suspicious activity. They're integrating those into the local spy centers. Big Sis and DHS push ID program for travelers. You're still going to get groped, but now they'll openly decide whether you get groped or not by giving you a special card. That's part of these internal passports. Bob Chapman, it is just getting crazier and crazier. What do you make of the U.S. Supreme Court and the Indiana Supreme Court, particularly the Indiana, openly saying in the decision that the Fourth Amendment was evil and that a great evil has been defeated and now the cops will come in your house for any reason or no reason at all? I mean, these people are just consciously being evil.
No, that's right. And there are policemen, law enforcement people, much to our chagrin, who are criminals. And that's been proven over and over again. And so people who have their house invaded by police because they have to pick their house might find things missing from their homes. For some time, we've had policing organizations in different states preying upon people by stopping their vehicles and then searching them, and if they have any money, say $5,000 or $10,000 or more, they confiscate it. It's been going on for a long time, but now that the states are so hard up for money, they're making a racket out of it, and they admit it. In fact, I have a video in tomorrow's issue explaining that in detail. Very, very interesting.
Well, that's gone on for a long time, Bob, but now they're even taking a couple $100 and from old ladies and stuff and then admitting they're doing it. I mean, no judge, no jury, no arrest. I mean, it's just total highway robbery.
And the police chief was asked in Tennessee, what happens? Do these policemen lose their job if they don't find lots of money? And he said they could. So, I mean, this is a criminal enterprise. It's unbelievable. Well, that's going to be in tomorrow's issue.
Yeah, let's be clear. And we posted the video a few days ago on InfoWars. I've seen it. And I should have played that effect. I mean, that's what I'm saying, folks. There's so much. I'm used to cops, corrupt cops did this quietly. Now they go on TV and are proud of it. Go ahead, Bob.
You're absolutely right. They are. And they think it's okay. Anything goes. And I also cover at the beginning of the U.S. section tomorrow what we've talked about regarding the commandeering, actually, in the future, the distinct possibility of that, of 401ks and IRAs. And there's another bill been presented, SEAL, it's called SEAL, 401k savings accounts. This is something that they've dreamed up so they can keep people from getting their money out of their 401ks.
And they're also talking nationally. They're also talking nationally about another withholding where they take it and claim it's a government 401k for you, like Social Security, but you have Social Security and this new private one.
That's right. And it flows into the general fund, and they steal it all.
Well, why shouldn't they?
Unbelievable.
I mean, why shouldn't they, Bob? They've got cops coast to coast taking money out of old ladies' purses. I mean, it's just insane. Back in 1 minute, 5 more minutes with Bob Chapman. We'll jam in a few of your phone calls. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.